Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embree. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embree. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Caligiuri. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Caligiuri. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Heaton and he is safe. Collins steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to home to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Keltner moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brancato moves to second. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to third. Rubling moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Miles reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0 for 0 in the game. Caligiuri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McCoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker pinch hits for Red Embree. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Johnson steals home. It's 4-0, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0 for 1 in the game. Caligiuri hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nate Andrews now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 5-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rubling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0-for-2 in the game. Caligiuri hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Grimes moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimes moves to third. 2 outs. Buck Frierson pinch hits for Nate Andrews. Buck Frierson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frierson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Frierson reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Frierson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.